Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through April 16th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's get going with this week's events by focusing on safety, justice, and engagement. We'll start with a volunteer opportunity with Keep Austin Beautiful, specifically for Keep Austin Beautiful Day in Austin on Saturday, April 15th. Visit the organization's website to find a list of volunteer opportunities for which you can sign up. Another exciting event this week is the Young Austinite Civic Summit being hosted by St. Edward's University on Thursday. Geared towards residents ages 15 to 25, the summit emphasizes actionable solutions to problems facing young people in Austin. Also on the civic side of things, there are a few citizenship information sessions that are being made available for those who may not be citizens currently but wish to achieve that status. The sessions are hosted by NALEO, National Association of Latino Elected Officials, American Gateways, and the AFL-CIO. In terms of health and environment, there are a couple of items to share. I'll start with the YWCA's 4th Annual Mental Health Symposium that takes place on Thursday. The theme for this year's symposium is Healing Justice, the Role of Joy, Play, and Rest. The other event we'll highlight in this section relates to the environment. Austin Community College hosts Climate Science, Climate Justice, Personal and Civic Action, an event that takes place Friday, April 14th. This topic was actually what was selected for the 9th Annual Peace and Conflict Studies Spring Symposium. The symposium takes place at the ACC Highland campus. From our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion section of the calendar, we have another ACC-related event, which is the ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new Latin American Cultural Center, which will be located at the ACC Riverside campus. Another local higher ed institution, Houston Tillotson University, hosts the Lewis Gregory Race Unity Symposium this week. The event will address the theme, Race Unity, from Conversations to Action. Austin Public Health's Maternal Infant Outreach Program hosted documentary screening of Birthing Justice on Saturday. Birthing Justice is a feature-length documentary whose purpose is twofold: to discuss issues fueling the maternal health crisis within the African-American community and to advocate for best practices to enhance birthing equity for all women, especially Black women. The screening takes place at Greater Mount Zion Church. And finally, in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion, we'll note that the Austin Public Library hosts a film screening of the opera Eva and the Angel of Death, which explores the experience of an Auschwitz survivor who returns to Auschwitz 50 years later as part of her grieving and healing process. The screening will take place at the Central Library on Thursday. In terms of economic opportunity, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Career training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. Career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. Also, this Thursday, Workforce Solutions makes available a job training course for jobless individuals. Trainees will be provided $200 weekly stipends, career advising, and placement. Childcare, transportation, and digital inclusion will also be provided as needed and as funds are available. Besides job training opportunities this week, there are also several job fairs that we can highlight. On Monday, there will be a job fair held at the Carver Museum and Cultural Center, hosted by the group Austin Black Real Estate Professionals. The City of Austin hosts its Career Expo on Wednesday, and Austin ISD hosts a job fair for teachers on Saturday. And finally, Workforce Solutions hosts a unique Career Connections event as part of a program called the Make It Movement, as in Let's Learn to Make Something, by plugging into opportunities in manufacturing and skilled trades. The event is on Thursday at Workforce Solutions Capital Area at their North Career Center. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, of course, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, this week we feature a few unique offerings. On Saturday, April 15th, we have the Spring Pop Community Market, hosted by Top Drawer Thrift. And on Sunday, April 16th, you might want to check out the Flower Power Sustainable and Earth Focused Market that sets up at the Little Gay Shop. I'll end with our fun and free feature for this week. I'll mention a couple of unique Keep Austin Weird type events, all taking place Saturday. There are several other activities listed in the Fun and Free section on the calendar, so you might want to look at the calendar for those. The first event I'll mention is Squirrel Fest at Peace Park, Saturday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's basically a movie in the park event that is billed as music, market, movies, munchies, and more. The Pixar movie WALL-E is the featured flick. The second event that you maybe would not be aware of is the 6th annual Keep the World Dancing Day. The event is actually being held at Austin City Hall from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. The details about what you might expect at that event are slim, but you can bet that people will be cutting the rug. A final mention in the Fun and Free section is a birthday worth noting, which is the 100th anniversary celebration for Texas State Parks. You can partake in a family-friendly event at McKinney Falls State Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. The park system celebrates 100 years, and McKinney Falls celebrates 47 years, which means in 3 years, we'll be celebrating a big one for McKinney Falls State Park. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cannes Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.